Well, I mean, Sam Shields is obviously going through the protocol, and the medical staff has told me he still has a chance to play, so he'll be given the opportunity to play in the game if everything goes right.
Does he have to do something on just by rule? Does he have to do something on Sunday?
What do you mean by rule?
I mean, by the NFL's concussion rules. I mean, does he have to do
something? Well, you're either in the protocol or you're not in the protocol. So, I mean, once the player comes out of that and he's cleared, you know, then it becomes the decision of the coaching staff or in conversation with the player to see if he's ready to go.
Did you even wait till Monday on Shields?
I mean, Sam Shields is a starter, so I mean, I'm going to give him every opportunity to play.
Mike, what happened with Luther Robinson?
Luther Robinson hurt his calf in practice yesterday, so he will be out this week.
Is there much concern with that for him long term?
Well, they did the scans yesterday. I haven't got the full report yet, so I don't really have a time frame.
Back to Sammy, on Thursday you said the Atlanta's receiving corps were best unit, so you feel good about your depth, say you can't play with Devon and you.
Yeah, we're ready. I mean, it's definitely a very good receiving group, but we've been practicing all week without Sam, so Devon, Casey and Tremont, they'll be ready to go.
Yesterday you got asked about just the foundation of your roster and how you guys build with the draft and develop mentality. When you do have that with younger guys, when you're trying to get contributions from early on, how do you balance that with also not rushing their development, kind of overwhelming them?
Well, really just A, you build a roster, and B, you develop it, and then C, you prepare to win games. So and just really don't get too far away from that. I mean, there's a difference between developing your roster and getting ready to win games. So we prepare the players, and the players we feel best give us the best chance to win on Sundays is really the line that separates the difference between development and trying to win.
Do you think you'll have to limit the snaps for Boyd or Daniels with their injuries?
I don't really want to get into that, but I think Mike's going to be full strength, and I think Josh is going to be full strength by Monday.
You got a chance to tie Lombardi for second most wins in franchise history, and 100 is pretty much on the horizon. Does any of that stuff mean anything to you?
I mean, goals like that are something that I've really never written down. So I've always looked at the opportunity to coach in Green Bay as very unique, and I'm just trying to take advantage of it as best I can. So I mean, there's a lot of things that go into being successful. Our program, what the organization gives us and so forth, but it's not something that I think a whole lot about.
At some point, have you ever started thinking about a legacy? I mean, once you get past year 3 or 4, you start thinking, on some quiet June day when you want to practice or anything?
Last I checked, it's December, so I'm not. Didn't think about it today.
Have you ever taken a thought?
I'm trying not to answer the question. I don't want to answer your question.
Mike, do you think with Nick Perry, he could give you more this week? I think you guys have him right around 10 snaps.
I think he'll be ready for more. Nick's had a good week of practice. I think the extra day off will help him. How the game unfolds and, the different situations that occur, that all factors into it. But he's clearly better this week than he was last week.
Does Hester look like the same old Hester who you played for? I think it's Johnson 17 times.
Yeah, Devin's having a very good year. I mean, he's been very productive. And this is this is his stomping grounds. He knows the importance of the return game in December football. So he's definitely has been a challenge for us in the past, and we spent a little extra time preparing for him for Monday night.
Mike, last year you had a couple of sections of the schedule that were really proud of. This year you've had early Thursday night games, you have a bye next season, an extra day this week. Do you think in any way that's kind of helped keep this thing healthier than it has been in the past?
The flow of schedule is beneficial, no doubt about it, in my opinion. I think it's important to really educate, not only your players but your staff on, how the flow is going to be changing throughout the year. I mean, if you look at November, we were 4-0 in November, but we were on a 7-day schedule. Everything was clean. 3 of the 4 games were at home. So, I mean, that you have to take that all into account when you evaluate how you performed and obviously the success of those 4 weeks. So now with that, you got two at home and two on the road, and you got 4 weeks where the schedule is going to be different every single week. So, I mean, those are the kind of things you prepare for, and you lay it out in advance and just try to make sure everybody's ready, because every player that gets ready for performance, I mean, the lead up to the game is important, because you want them out there, you want their minds free, and you want them prepared both physically, mentally, and obviously spiritually.
Physically, you got to feel about as good going into a December as you have in quite a while.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this has been a good year so far. I mean, as far as the numbers, I mean, you want everybody available to play these games. But yes, it's we've been a healthy team.
Are you thinking about Lattimore for any of the reserve?
Oh, I don't think we're there. No, I don't think so.
Mike, are you going to try to catch any of the Badgers in the Big Ten title game?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's going to be a great game. So, what time's the start? I'll make sure. All right, I'll be watching.